Proclamation 5904, March 16th, 1954. Blessing of suffering. Sooner or later, you all will realize why you had to suffer on earth, and you will be grateful to me if it brought you the success that you would never have achieved without suffering. I would truly not let you suffer without reason, yet my love recognizes the effect of suffering on you and thus makes use of it, even if you are often incapable of recognizing my loving care. But believe that every stirring of your heart is known to me, and that I, therefore, handle especially my own seemingly harshly, because I want to give them even more blessings in my kingdom, which they are guaranteed to inhabit when their physical end has come. On earth you cannot imagine the beatitude I want to provide for you. But I know how a soul has to be in order to endure this beatitude. Only I know how it can attain this quality. And only I know the right means, and therefore also use them. And I do this because I love you, and know that your will strives towards me. But also bear in mind that the soul in the human stage is not yet crystallized enough, that it would not endure the abundance of my emanation of love, that it therefore still has to go through suffering in order to become totally purged. You should know that the soul's layers are not the fault of your earthly way of life, but that it came to earth already surrounded by thick covers, the dissolution of which is now every human being's task. Doing deeds of love to a large degree will considerably aid the removal of the soul's impurities, and profound suffering helps where the strength of love is not yet powerful enough. But you will feel inexpressibly happy when your soul is able to rise freely and permeated by light into the spiritual kingdom after your earthly death. Then you will have overcome all difficulties, all earthly suffering, and an eternity of supreme happiness lays ahead of you. Although every day of suffering seems long to you, and yet it is but a moment in time compared to eternity. At times you deem your suffering to be unbearable, and yet I give you no more to carry than you can endure. And you can always turn to me, to Jesus Christ, the bearer of the cross, with an appeal for help when your burden seems too much to bear for you. Take up your cross and follow me. Would I, as the man Jesus, have spoken these words if it were impossible for you to endure the cross placed upon you? But he himself also offered you his help with the words, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And true to his word, he will always give you strength, for your Savior Jesus Christ knows you. He also knows that you are willing to follow, and he will grant you strength and grace as long as you live on earth. Amen.